When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, it's too bad it's impossible. It's too bad that it is impossible to market movies the way they used to, the way they actually, the way they should. Not the way they used to, the way they should sometimes. You ain't gonna get it like that today. You know, where they show nothing. They just show you the setup for a movie, not the premise, just the setup.
Yep.
And if you wanna find out what happens next, you gotta pay your money and go see the movie. Or wait for it to come to home or whatever. You could do this back in the day, because some people say, man, what the hell is wrong with you? They can't do that. You know they got to show everybody everything. Oh, no, my young friend. Oh, no, man. Back in the day, they, believe it or not, they used to get away with just showing you, like, maybe the first 10 minutes or 15, 20 minutes of what a movie's going to be about, and leaving it up to you to find out the rest. Well, I remember not too long ago, it was the 90s. A little movie called From Dusk Till Dawn came out.
Oh, no.
I went in not knowing what that was about.
Yeah, many people came out like Martin, what the fuck was that? And it was almost a good thing.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They ain't tell me there's going to be no vampires in this movie. Even though they show you bats on the poster.
Man, I don't tell you.
I know, yeah, but I said, damn small. You don't even see that shit.
They gave you hints. The movie's called From Dusk Till Dawn. They got bats and everything up there, but the poster got blood all on it. But yet, people did not know. Surprised. They actually asked people, when people went to see the movie, they actually asked them to stand on rugs so they could yank that shit out from under them.
That'll be fair, the movie was much better before the vampires showed up.
Yeah, it was. just my opinion. Apparently his and his too, and maybe some of y'all out there.
Oh, I ain't seen that damn movie.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
actually, it's... Man, I ain't got no plans on watching that movie.
It's interesting.
I've only seen a clip.
It is interesting.
I've seen the wrong clip. Tarantino going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm not a huge fan of this movie right now. There's things that they do in this movie that I just... Well, maybe one day we'll do a retro review of this and we'll talk about it. But it is an interesting time in filmmaking where these guys out there, you know, there were these rebel filmmakers who were doing things that nobody else was doing. And nobody was doing a movie like this back then.
It's true.
And nobody's doing a movie like that today because they're like, well, you're going to show every goddamn thing. So what's the point? Yet there's somebody that tried to, and even they couldn't do it. And they gave up before the movie came out. Mm-hmm. Abigail, the movie we're talking about right now. So the movie's, look, nobody's spoiling everything, all right? You know what the movie's about. You know the movie. Let me just say this. I will say this real quick, all right? If you don't know anything about this movie, then please, please, please go. Now, that's for you, but that's also for us.
That was me.
Because I don't want to hear your ass talking about, man, they spoiled that for me.
Can I tell you something? Yeah.
What?
I went in this movie and I didn't know what it was about.
Me too. Really? I didn't see a trailer. I didn't know
something
cast.
Horror related, but I sat down. Even the person I was sitting next to, I said, man, I don't know anything about this movie.
I didn't know nothing. I didn't see a damn thing before I saw this movie. And that's how you supposed to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So y'all never moved from those rocks y'all living under. That's cool. That's cool.
I was so glad I didn't see a trailer for this.
That is cool. No, that is very cool. There are some people out there, as you see, some people who do not know what this is about. So please go along your merry, and I mean this as a compliment. Go along with your merry, ignorant way. Do not listen to another word we say right here. Leave, and then go see the movie for yourself.
Before the internet spoils it for you.
Yeah.
Before the trailer spoils it for you.
And y'all mad at me. Are you gone? Nah, you're still here after this point. That's on you. All right, 3, 2, 1. You asked for it. But I will say this. So y'all didn't know. Yo. But that doesn't, but they put it out there.
Yeah. Okay. I saw the trailer this morning. And I was like, what?
The trailer tells you everything.
That's unfortunate.
The trailer gives away everything, pretty much.
That's really unfortunate because the way the movie's set up, they keep it secret for a long time.
Yeah. No, the trailer, I'm not spoiling anything. The trailer puts it out there. So I would say that, you know, I would say 85% of the people out there, they know what this movie is about because the trailer's not even trying to hide it. Hell, the poster kind of tells you what it's about right there. Hell, I had these black women behind me talking about, because they were looking at the poster. And this is no, I'm not lying. These black women sitting behind me talking about, ooh, you tell about a poster. That girl about to go off. Abigail shit. I mean, yeah. Abigail about to tear shit up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only
And by the way, I'm not being stereotypical or racist. They talk like that. I actually had to get up and move.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
And I wasn't mad, but they would, man, I knew it. Look, listen, y'all. There's a certain type of black person, when you hear them talk, you know they ain't gonna shut the fuck up through the movie.
It's funny because him and Dinger was like, I think Corey just walked out of the movie. And we were both like, he just changed seats.
I'm glad they had a good time.
Came to where we was at.
But I knew those women weren't gonna shut up. The moment I heard, girl, I was like, they ain't gonna be quiet.
Oh, then you were sitting by them?
Yes.
Oh, I can hear them. Oh, shit, I heard them.
Shit, I heard they were talking. I knew it. They were just talking. I said, this conversation gonna carry on for this movie right here. Girl, I watched this show. You watched that show? You need to watch this show. Girl. I was like, oh, they gonna be girling through the whole movie. I know what they gonna do. And I ain't, listen, some of y'all gonna say, damn, Corey, you worse than that Good Times trailer you sent up here. No.
Worse than me. Yeah. When you heard them? Yeah, I was in the back and I heard them. I was like, God damn.
I knew exactly what was gonna happen. Some girl, you see that show?
Did they talk all through the movie?
Yes,
they did.
I heard them. Like every time some little thing would happened. Oh, like I can hear the fuck out of them.
That's what you heard. Smacking, girl, and Oh, I heard it, man. I'm all these things I'm not lying about. They were there. And I heard and they're doing things, talking to the characters on the screen. I know you ain't gonna let him talk to you like that.
I heard that shit.
Let him talk to you like that. I was like, I knew it. I made the right choice. You heard that part?
I did hear that. I did hear that. I pursued
him
with that.
You ain't gonna let him do you like that? I was like, oh shit, here we go. I knew it.
So you were sitting right next to them?
I was sitting right in front of them.
Oh,
and
no.
I got my ass up. So the moment I heard them talk about, girl, Abigail, she about to go up. I was like, Corey's about to get up.
I guess how many of you just stood there then?
Yeah, man, I got the fuck out of there. And but point is, even they knew what was gonna happen in the movie and they were looking forward to it. Mm. And they knew because they saw the trailer and they were excited because they knew the big twist in this. What's the big twist?
Wow.
Well, let's go ahead and watch the trailer, and we will elaborate more on the story along with giving our reviews after this.
You all came highly recommended. You know the rules. No real names, no backstories, no cell phones.
So whose kid is she?
A very wealthy man who's about to be $50 million poorer.
I'm here to make sure you're safe.
What's your name? Mine's Abigail.
You can call me Joey.
Do you have any kids?
I have a little boy.
See you in 24 hours.
Listen, when somebody looks at you like that, go on, just leave right then.
You know the door is open.
Well, yeah,
well, go ahead, any kind of premise of you have to spend the night in this haunted mansion. Right.
Yeah. In the middle of nowhere.
No, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, and somebody talking about looking at you right before he shuts the door.
Right, yeah.
Good luck. No, I tell you what, can I go now?
Can I be like, why do you need all of us?
Yeah.
Right. And why you get the leaves?
Do you know what a pinky promise is? If you behave and do as we say, I pinky promise you, it'll all be over soon.
Joey?
Yeah?
I'm sorry about what's gonna happen to you.
What the fuck?
Shit, we gotta get out of here.
I think she knows something.
Guys?
Guys!
And there you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank God I didn't see that. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, you thought I was playing. Yeah.
I saw another trailer.
Yeah,
not even. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Guys.
They gave away the plot twist.
Yep.
They gave away the plot twist.
So not only do they show you everything, but, you know, what's even worse, showing everything apparently works. This is the trailer that those black women saw.
Mm-hmm.
Abigail about to go off. Yeah. You know, that's why they thought that. So it's even worse that that the show everything approach, it's effective now. So they're not, don't, unless you're living like these guys and somehow you managed to avoid the trailer, don't expect that kind of marketing anymore, because there you go. No one gives a shit. They're going to put it all out there because they want to show you as much to get you into the theater.
Kidnapped a fucking vampire. A ballerina vampire.
Wow, you said it right.
Yeah, they just said it.
Well, maybe she's just a creature. Like, no. Ballerina vampire.
No, wow. She's not just a vampire that let you know. They didn't even try to surprise you with that. Yeah. No, she's a dancing ass ballerina vampire.
Yo, that's crazy.
In fact, you know what? Let's just, this is what happened at the end right here.
Well, you might want to say all that. Yeah.
Vampire. What are we talking about? Like an Anne Rice or a True Blood? You know, Twilight? Stake through the heart. Daylight is a big one.
All right, let's go kill us a fucking vampire. Ready?
Vampire on my ass!
What can I say? I like playing with my vampire.
She's fucking flying!
Yep. So,
damn,
yeah,
wow. I feel bad if you already seen the trailer. Shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They put it out there for everybody. So, this is the real test, though. So they can't rely on the marketing gimmick of saving the twist for the movie. That's done. In fact, those days are kind of done, unless you're lucky like these guys right here. So, you know, this movie's kind of stand on its own to be good. And I'll say this as a start for I think it's a great premise, because what you have here, as you saw by the trailer that told you every fucking thing, you got a group of criminals pretty much pulling a heist, pulling a caper. They've been hired to go in and kidnap this girl and hold her for ransom from a rich guy for $50 million, which they're going to split amongst each other and get $7 million apiece. Turns out that the chick that the little girl they're kidnapping, well, she ends up being a vampire, and thus the tables have turned, and now they're trapped in the house with her. And as usual, if you're trapped in the house with a vampire, you know, you got to try to find a way to get out or die. You know? Yeah. So, you know, very straightforward premise right there. But sometimes straightforward premises are some of the best premises. And I think that that's actually a great premise. You know, these guys that go in and kidnap this girl, they end up kidnapping a vampire. That's a lot. That's fun. That's fun to me. For such a great premise, it still does some conventional horror cliches, mainly the jump scares. They do the jump scares in the typical places that they do jump scares. You know, they do it at the beginning of the movie. So, you know, they're faking you out for when the real scares come, you know. So, you know, and we've seen this before, too. This whole thing of the twist on the modern vampire. You know, you're trapped with this vampire, being hunted by a vampire. You got to hunt down vampires. And, hey, you know, all that stuff you heard from back in the day, it was all bullshit. You know, garlic doesn't work, maybe. Crucifixes or whatever. Now you got to find other means to kill a vampire, which makes it that much harder. You know, we've seen that before right there. Also, we just did a review where I brought up a lot of Tarantino references right here. You know, we brought up right here another Tarantino reference from Dusk Till Dawn, and yet we're going to go for another one right here. You know, this is also, in addition to being a little bit of Dusk Till Dawn, is also sort of Reservoir Dogs. You know, they bring in all the guys in, and no one knows each other, so
they got nicknames.
Yeah, they get, you know, a la Reservoir Dogs, they all get different nicknames in the movie.
Who's the girl?
You don't need to know her name.
I don't care about her name. Whose kid is she?
A very wealthy man who's about to be $50 million poorer. Look, you're safe here. And to be completely certain that you can't be tracked, I'm going to collect your cell phones.
But he's tracking me.
I'm not taking any chances. Give him over.
In the bag.
One second, I just gotta send this real quick. Thank you. Just
Give me that shit. I thought that was pretty funny right there.
Take a cue. Oh, my God.
Keep the doors locked and the girl isolated. See you in 24 hours, my lovely pack of rats.
See, right there, that's when you're like, fuck this. He just gave it the twist right there.
I'd be like, move, I'm out of here.
Yeah. So as you can see, they're all giving nicknames. They're all being in charge with a guy that they don't know too well. They don't know each other. Very Reservoir Dogs in the beginning. But also, you know, it's, again, it's funny because, like the last movie, I feel like I'm repeating myself right now, you have a pack of criminals where we have seen these types before. Mm-hmm. And we saw these types in the last movie. You know, I told you could kind of mix and match them and interchange them, you know. So unlike the last movie, because it was a period piece, mm-hmm. It was World War II. Here we have the hacker. That's a new one here. We got the getaway guy. We got the leader who's unpredictable and twitchy. Yeah.
We got the muscle.
We got the muscle.
Yeah. You got the Marine.
Well, we got some new ones right here. I'll tell you, we don't always see the medic, you know, just in case something goes down. So that's kind of a new one. But
and the sniper.
You got the shooter, yeah.
Yep, that's true. So, you know, again, we've seen these kind of
pick your crew stuff before you go on your mission.
Exactly. But for me, I would say, despite, again, the sometimes over familiarity of what we have right here, and despite that the twist has been revealed very openly by the studio itself, I think it works. That's the thing. I don't think it needs the twist to work. Would it have been nice? Yeah, but you know, if it had been the twist then that made the movie probably wouldn't be that great. You know, it needs to work besides that, and I think it does. You know, and the thing is, okay, so could this have been a straightforward horror flick? I think it could have worked that way too. I think it could have worked very much like that, but they chose the comedy route with this, and that let them be effectively goofy with this. And the cast, you know, and it plays to the strength of the cast, because the cast can play it up for laughs, as you saw in that trailer or that scene I just showed. You know, it gave everyone some great lines and added to, you know, great lines gave them some fun personalities, and those personalities are taking advantage of, I think, a great cast that they have right here. But, you know, what do you guys think?
I do think they have a great cast, and they got a bunch of characters with personality. You like coming in with not knowing anything. There's so much set up with the mystery and the tension of the kidnapping of the little girl.
Yeah.
And then there's these characters who don't know or don't even seem to really like each other, but they're stuck in this house. And there's the mystery of what is really going on. But the tension between them, I found juicy. And and it's all this stuff with the characters. So there's a lot of like, what's going to play here? I mean, you know, like Julian, I had the advantage of not knowing Abigail was a vampire. So I'm just so like, what's it going to be? And they're talking about maybe there's this assassin who's coming in, killing people. And yeah, what's that about? So the reveal of her, I was like, something's up with her. And it's like, oh, she's actually a vampire. Mm. I was like, wow, this is new. This is a really good premise they got going here. Yeah. So I'm with all that.
Okay.
Is there I could continue.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the best way to experience this movie is without knowing anything. Like, I didn't know the summary. I didn't know who was cast in here. I didn't know about the whole trailer and everything, because that showed way too goddamn much as me just rewatching it. But me watching it, I'll just say this. The comedy is what I think will be overlooked. Well, I thought it was going to be overlooked, but then you brought it up. But I thought it's what stood out to me in this movie.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm like, wow, like it's serious, but that comedy just it just fits so well. Mm-hmm. It works. And I'm loving it. The cast of characters you have here, all of them to me were great. There was nobody I didn't dislike. I think my favorite character Angus Cloud, I think it's his name.
Angus Cloud.
Yeah, I didn't know he passed away.
Yeah, he was from Utopia.
Utopia.
They actually did a tribute to him.
I think he was the funniest character.
I just
in the
seen him in a movie, and I think it was Lucky Number or Lucky Ticket or something. I saw it at Fantastic Fest, and he was really good.
But he's
playing the same character.
Yeah,
in both
movies.
He's
on drugs.
He's smoking weed before every scene.
Yeah.
He's just being him.
When he's kind of mumbling everything he says.
Yeah, he's more like a high ass Eminem.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
man. Shit, I'm a good getaway guy. What the fuck you talking about?
Can somebody translate?
I don't need no translation, man. I'm clear like a motherfucker.
I was just saying everybody did great. There was some downers for me though, but I'll get into that a little bit later because you probably might have the same criticism.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I will say this. I agree with you on the comedy, and I agree with you on the you know that there are probably some other criticisms that I have, and I do, you know, because you know I'm talking about how you've seen these types before. We just talked about it with another movie, but I think that this movie, those cliches and those stereotypes I'm talking about, this movie embraces that, man, you know, and I think it embraces it in a very creative way, because there's a whole scene where the character of Joey and Joey's
she's the medic.
Yeah. What
Melissa Barrera.
She was in Scream.
Melissa Barrera. Yeah. Not anymore, but she plays the character of Joey. And they got a great scene where Joey plays a game with everybody in the room and she's having to guess everyone's type. And so that's a way of taking these characters that we know that we are, you know, we've already guessed who they are ourselves, and just kind of turning around and making it something that's creative and more entertaining. You know, they know what we expect. They know what they're ahead of us. They know that we're predicting this. So they just take it and embrace it and just play around with it. Mm-hmm. And I like that with this, man. They also have these really great scenes where Abigail, since we all know that she's a vampire, they have these great scenes where Abigail's just driving everybody crazy in the movie.
Yeah.
And they need some better help. You know?
You know what I mean?
Listen.
Yeah, it was dirty. That was dirty. That was dirty.
Over the course of the last week and a half, there's so many spots where I expected it to come up. So I was like, okay, fine. You didn't hit us with that in a while.
But man, who wouldn't need some therapy if you were trapped to the house with a ballerina dancing vampire, man. If you got out, you would need some better help too. People, this portion of the show is brought to you by BetterHelp. And BetterHelp is online therapy, and it's a great way. If you haven't tried therapy, but especially if you haven't tried online therapy, this is a great place to start right here. See, the thing is that people have this stigma about therapy. First of all, you know, it's for really heavy things out there, you know, heavy depression, thoughts of harming yourself. You know, I'm just ill. You know, listen, there's all kind of therapy out there, but I want you to consider therapy as a way of just organizing your mind. Think of it also as you go to the gym, you work out to get your body in shape. Mm-hmm. You know, your mind, you know, you declutter your house and your office and your space so that you can work better. Your mind might need that too. And it's as simple as that. Nothing has to be hard or shameful or heavy about this. I promise you, if you clear your mind, you're probably going to start reaching goals that you set for yourself. You're going to start working better. You probably, you know, you're going to start thinking clearer. That's what it's all about. And maybe some of the other things I talked about too. So think about giving online therapy a try. Online therapy is cool because, well, if it's online, then it's convenient. It means that it's flexible too. It can suit your schedule. You can do it your way. You know, some people like being face-to-face with somebody, a video call. If you don't want that, you can also do a phone call. And the therapist that they give you, well, if it's not working out, no questions asked, no charges. You can ask for another therapist, and they'll be more than happy to switch for you with somebody that you do vibe with better. So to get started, all you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched up with that licensed therapist. And as I said, you know, switch anytime if it's not working out for you. Now, here's something that's going to give you real peace of mind. Saving a little money. Oh, I feel better already. Ooh.
Now you have my attention.
Yeah, you got my attention now.
Ooh, I feel more calm already. So here's what you do. Go to betterhelp.com/doubletoasted and you'll get 10% off your first month. Let me spell that for you. BETTERHELP.com/DOUBLETOASTED. Look at you. You're feeling more serene already. People, I want to thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this portion of the show. And I want to thank all of you out there for getting our backs, making us feel better and supporting us. Thank you. And now getting back into the review right
like
here.
How Corey don't try to do like he set up his segues anymore. He just goes into that shit now.
Hey, man, I got to keep you on your toes. Y'all were getting too smart for me. I got to have to think about other ways to defeat you.
All right, I'm going to catch on.
Yeah, when you do, you know, hey, keep me on my toes. You know, I like this ongoing. what would you call it? This fight.
Yeah, rivalry, I don't know.
Julian, you were talking about the comedy in here, man. You know, this is very much like I said. They've embraced the silly sides of this movie, and purposely so. And not everybody can do that skillfully, but. That is the brand of the directors here. They go by the name Radio Silence. So like a band now, you know. Yeah. The names individually are Matt Bettinelli, Open, and Tyler Gillette. And they you know, that's their brand doing the horror comedy thing. They did the last two Scream movies, I think? Or was it just the last one?
I think just the last
one. Just the last one. So they did the last Scream movie. At, you know, we know that. But a movie that they did, and really this movie is a take on another movie that they did. This movie really is Ready or Not with a vampire.
That's what I was thinking about. I thought I was tripping.
No,
I'm like, this feels like Ready or Not.
No, they directed this movie, Ready or Not, which is a movie I really enjoyed. They just traded out one supernatural element for another here for the twist. And by the way, that is a movie where they did market it successfully without the majority of people knowing what it was.
Right, right.
Why can't they just do it again?
Exactly. I don't know. Yeah, I don't
probably
know.
A different studio. They're like, look, nobody's going to come if you don't tell them.
Yeah.
It's universal.
Yeah, yeah. So this movie, I mean, the structure feels like it in a way almost. The settings, you know, takes place in a big spooky mansion, you know. So yeah, you know, this feels like an extension of that movie a little bit. But like I said, the comedy helps out a lot with this because, like I was saying, man, I think it balances out the characters very well. Because the thing is, most of these characters, okay, so most of them are smart, but not so smart that you can't laugh at them because they all fuck up something.
Sure.
They all manage to mess up something, no matter how smart they're trying to be. Also, we're laughing at them. And that makes us like them, but we're not laughing with them, man. You know, so what I mean by that, you know, they do manage to put a wedge between us and the characters because we like them, because they're making us laugh, because we're laughing at them. But when they die, it's, you know, it's like, oh, that kind of sucks, literally. But it's like, you know, no, I really didn't mean no pun by that. but it's like, you know what? You were a shitty person anyway.
Yeah, so, yeah, there is that.
Like, yeah, it's like, you know, I really shouldn't be like, yeah, exactly. You had to go
they
anyway.
They just kidnap a little girl.
I mean, I ain't no fan of Abigail, but.
But they didn't know. See, that's the thing. You kidnapped a little girl, and they were talking about beating the shit out of her at one point. It's like, and it's every time I
you
laughed.
You see my face?
Yeah. You little bitches. Yeah.
Okay,
you know what? All y'all need to go.
No, I love when she turned that back on him. Like, weren't you in here just a little while ago talking
all that shit? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well, you know, now you say it like that, it does sound kind of bad.
Hey, girl, you know I was playing.
I wasn't going to actually do nothing.
Yeah, so, you know, they do manage to keep a wedge between these characters to where, again, we are able to have fun because when somebody goes, it's like, well, shit, you know, I really wasn't liking your ass, you know. You had to go. I mean, you no good. You're dirty. Mm-hmm. And the characters are very fun, for me at least. You know, Dan Stevens, man. Dan Stevens, who just, this guy, he has such range, man. Mm-hmm. He's a British actor, but he's got a New York accent that fits his slimy ass in here.
Right.
He's a terrible person, but man, he's so funny. I couldn't wait for the scenes that he showed up in. And we just talked about Angus Cloud. You know, he's dead now. Rest in peace. But he's a... like I said, the dude is just, you can't help but like him because that's what he does, man. He just smokes weed before he goes into any scene. Yeah. He just plays himself.
Yeah.
I just have fun with that character, man. He does, look, he's old, he's just a little wigger, man. You know, And listen, if you gonna wig out, wig well, man.
Sure.
Yeah, because he's laid back and the whole time. He like, you know, the moment he sees the girl, hey, girl, thought you were feeling me, girl. I saw you looking at me.
You got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he had me laughing. And we just showed that scene with Catherine Newton, man. Catherine Newton, you know, she's I think she's adorable. I don't know. Everything I've seen her in, she just charms me. But you've seen her and she's on the come up and she's showing people just how great a comedic actor she really is, man.
She's got a good agent.
She does.
She do, yeah.
But she's very talented. She's very funny. She's got more funny in her roles recently than what she used to be. She was just in that hipster Frankenstein movie.
Yeah, Lisa Frankenstein.
And then emo Frankenstein movie.
And then Ant-Man before that.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, she's very good. She's still playing teenagers. She's 27 years old, actually. So. Yeah.
she looks young, though.
I know she does. I'm just saying, you know, when she, you know, we're getting that point now. You're going to be building, you know, high school students at 30. You can't be doing that shit now. But we're going to call you out on that shit. Man, Kevin Durant, where your big ass been?
I know. He's been gone for a while.
He was great in this.
He was great. He plays exactly what you expect him to be. He's the muscle, but he's the big, dumb muscle.
Yeah.
But he's a
big, dumb Canadian.
He's a big dude, man. He hasn't been around for a while. He's about to be in the Planet of the Apes. He's going to be one of the apes. But I was like, damn.
Oh, shit, going to be a big ass ape.
that was the thing, seeing him in this. I mean, I always, you know, always known him to be a big dude. But he was standing next to some people. I was like, he's a giant.
Yeah, he's huge.
Yeah.
It's like, you'll be in the Planet of the Apes. All you got to do is just go on set. You ain't got to get, you got to put you in no makeup on.
Be King Kong. Yeah, shit.
You ain't got to be in no CG or nothing. Yeah. Shit, just get on set. Talk about whoo-hoo. Nah, he's great, though. He's very funny. He's very funny. He's a character actor, man, but I've seen him in a lot of things, and he has a lot of range, too. He's very funny. And the comedy, I think, helps some of the other cliches in this, man. You know, because, they, you know, another cliche that's in this movie, they're in a big spooky mansion. I mean, this is some shit straight out of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, traps and all this kind of stuff.
The old classic, you must spend the night in a haunted mansion.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Like, wait, why?
and then you'll inherit $2 million.
Yeah. I would tell you, man, theme tonight is video games. This would make a fun video game trying to get out of it. It would be a combination of a vampire game and Resident Evil.
Yeah.
You try and escape from this mansion. Because, you know, and that's what works for this movie. I mean, what spooky mansion is not fun? I've seen some movies where they're terrible, but the mansion was the best thing in it. So, you know, that's some old Addams Family shit right there. Martin, you mentioned the mystery. You know, I think they worked the mystery well here. You know, in the beginning, they said, why are they there? You know, what brought them here? Now, they know they're in trouble, but why would somebody do shit like this? When the question is, well, why would y'all be doing what y'all doing, you know? But this is also where a criticism of mine comes in. Because I'm thinking that, you know, Alicia Weir, who plays the vampire, Abigail, she's the title character here. She's great as Abigail. Her mannerisms are very adult, which is appropriate for a creature that's centuries old. You know, she has some great lines too. She's on par with the adult actors here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I wish that she probably didn't talk so much in the movie. And I'm not saying that she annoyed me. I think her lines are great. I think she delivers her lines great. But, you know, I'm just thinking, I think it would have added another layer of mystery and just overall freakiness had we... And this is where it would have worked, even knowing the twist after it's done, or even knowing the twist after we've seen the trailer. You know, there could have been still some mystery there if she didn't talk and they're just being hunted by this creature that doesn't say anything.
I thought the same thing. I was like, if she was just a feral creature that they were locked in there with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be terrifying.
She gives away everything.
She's just, because, you know, think how crazy it would be to have this creature that's chasing you, but not only chasing you, but looking at your ass, laughing at you,
playing with you,
dancing all at the same time, but not telling you anything. Because when she talks, she explains too much. But the movie's very, you know, because she, man, look, this bitch, she does whole, like, exposition dumps, man.
Yeah, oh, I mean, not only her not talking, I thought would have been better, but just not even making her a vampire. if she was just some kind of creature with those teeth that was killing people.
That would have been, that would have been cool too. Now, I don't mind either way, because I think like just the mystery of why is this thing chasing me? Why am I here? And the movie is very effective when it's like that. When she's just looking at people and just laughing, not saying a word, and then just going off on their asses.
What's so funny?
This is going crazy. You know, I agree with you on this. Look, the less with me, sometimes, not all the times, comedy and horror, sometimes when they don't explain something or if you don't, you know, if you don't know what's happening, sometimes it's funnier and sometimes it's scarier. Mm-hmm. So the less you know, sometimes it's more effective. So yeah, if it had just been some creature chasing them, I agree that could have been really freaky. Mm-hmm. But also, I mean, even if it's a vampire, if the vampire is chasing you and you don't know anything that was going on and it's just a creature that's running you down, I think that would have been a cooler approach myself, you know, but you know, I'm making my own movie, but I think it would have been cool. Although there's some other freaky stuff in here. There's some other crazy things. Again, they give it all away in the trailer. But this trailer don't give a fuck. They really don't. Like near the, there's a part near the, in a, after the second half, there's a part with a pool full of dead bodies.
Yeah, why they give that away in the trailer?
I know, like, God, damn. Everything. I'm just showing it because I already showed it.
It's like, y'all didn't smell that the whole time you were in there?
Exactly. But anyway, I still think that as far as a, you know, straightforward, get what you pay for monster movie, I think it's fine. I think it's, I think it's very entertaining, very enjoyable, especially when you have a crowd watching it. I think it's a lot of fun that way.
Especially those two women sitting behind you.
Well, you know what, man? That's why I know,
because they were enjoying it. You didn't want to ruin
it.
Man,
it's a horror movie. A horror comedy.
Right.
You know,
right.
I might be a little sensitive to it, but I'm like, you know, they're the perfect audience for something like this. Mm. And even when I heard them from a few seats back, when I heard them, like, I actually started laughing, like, I know you ain't gonna let them touch you like that. I was like, you know what? This is fun. I don't know. But anyway.
As long as they're over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Because up there, they get on my fucking nerves. But go ahead.
Fun, enjoyable movie. And for all the great things I said about it, I do have some criticisms, some actually kind of major criticisms. I think this movie is really great in the first half. And I think it starts to lose some steam in as much as it stops being scary. I mean, when I said it would have been better with her just being a creature, not a vampire, at the point she's a vampire, not only is she talking and doing info dumps, but then it becomes a vampire movie. Yeah. And vampire movies come with their own baggage. And this is one what a lot of vampire movies like to do. They go like, oh, I don't believe that shit you saw in these other movies. Yeah. But some of it does work. And then some stuff they set up, say like, this works, this doesn't work. Later, they get fast and loose. Like, I'm like, earlier you said that didn't work and now it's working like a charm. I don't get it. So it kind of takes away from it. And in the second half, I felt like it had, and I almost never say this, it had too much plot, too many twists going on. Where I was like, you got something strong here. We don't need this back and forth and people being, characters being kept alive just to keep the movie going. So with Abigail, I was like, you know what? This is really cool, but I see what you guys are doing. You're trying to make another Megan. Because she's doing her little dancing and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, I wish this wasn't feeling so familiar. And there's things they do. There's a big thing. There's some twist toward the very end. I was like, I'm not really feeling these twists.
It was unneeded.
Yeah, what you had going already was fine. It's another one where I felt like the premise is so much stronger than the actual movie. Although the first half was really delivering. And by the time I got to the second half, I was like, I mean, it's not like I don't like it. But I always felt like, oh, this was going to be one of those big classics. As it is, it's still a very fun and enjoyable movie, but I didn't love it like I was when it started.
What would you give
him? I would give it a low matinee.
Okay.
Well, shoot. Like I said earlier, I think the best way to experience this movie is without looking at none of the marketing, no trailers, nothing like that. I was full on ready to say this was going to be my favorite movie of the year. That first three-fourths of the movie, I loved it. But when it hit like that last 20 minutes of the movie, it kind of becomes a different movie. And that's what I didn't like. Because I think the whole you're in a house with a vampire girl and you got to escape, I like that. I'm like, let's just stay here. But the movie's like, nah, we got to do something else. I can't say it because it's a spoiler, but it just bothered the hell out of me. I'm like, why are y'all going this route when y'all didn't really have to? Like, y'all had something there. But I'll just say, I watched this movie. I haven't had so much fun watching a movie in a while. It's been probably since last year. Like, the comedy was great. The characters were great. Some of the action scenes were great. I think some of the special effects were great. I don't know if they were practical or not, but I thought they were really good and really done well. Yeah. Also, like I said, I was full on ready to say this was my favorite movie of the year, but that last 20 minutes, I think, killed it for me. So it was gonna be a better than six, but now it's a low mat. I mean, it's a low, probably low full price, probably.
Okay. You know,
it's still a good rating.
Yes, no, it is.
No, I just had so much fun watching it.
I kind of like the way it played with vampire lore in the movie. There's a part in here where it is another twist that they do, but I thought they were pretty. I enjoyed that, what they did with that. And by the end, the movie goes nuts to where, you know, we're all drenched in blood, man, and guts. And I was sitting up there. I was glad to be soaking in it. I was having so much fun near the end, man. But I think everybody's hitting the same point here, and I agree. The ending scene rushed along to me. And I think this is where you're talking about they had too many twists. Yeah. They did some things that just did not seem convincing because they rushed it at the end and they presented ideas that needed more time. You know, you can't come in here, this is a quick solution. Okay? You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's what they did. They didn't tell a story. They came in and presented this because they had to help it get out. Mm-hmm. You know, well, okay, we got to figure out a way to do this shit. All right, this is how we'll do it. And like, nah, man, you got to put more thought into that. You know, I wish the writing was tighter near the end. Like that, the climax is where it's just, you know, they really are just like, let's get on out of here.
Yeah.
You know what? It felt like there was two different writers. Like, there was a writer for like that first half and there's a writer for the second half. And like the writer for the first half got fired and then they just hired some new
Maybe these dudes start fighting each other. And they wasn't radio silence no more. Or static.
Or the guy who wrote the first half, he had a whole year to write his stuff out. And the second guy was like, oh shit, y'all need that today? All right, hold on, I'll be right back.
Yeah, man, I really do wish that it's that. Damn, girl, you're right? Damn, she okay. That's why I told you not to lay like this.
Tell me how to lay.
She'll be looking dead.
Her neck is all crazy. She's all like,
she's gonna look like, come on, girl. You all right? Okay, she went laying back in the same spot. That was killing her. All right, but yeah, man, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in that it was so strong up until that last part for me. But as I said, it was a very enjoyable monster flick. The comedy was really what I was looking for. I'm not looking to be scared. I think they could have made it, like I said, they made this more serious. Your premise that you're talking about would have worked. You know what I'm saying? Don't have so much talking in this. That would have worked. But they made a comedy, you know, and that's really what the emphasis were. And I thought it worked. And biggest thing is that it's a fun cast that delivers on a crowd pleasing movie. You know, like when I saw the trailer for this, I said, you know what? I get the feeling that this is supposed to be a crowd pleaser. And I felt like that when I saw the film.
It was.
I had fun in there with the audience, you know, and that's why I didn't mind people talking and whatnot, people getting into it. It was a lot of fun. People laughed at the right times. People, you know, they jumped at the right moments, even though I'm not really big on the jump scares. But walked out feeling pretty satisfied with this. So I would give this a very high matinee. I enjoyed it. It delivered on most of what I was looking for in this.
So you saw a trailer before you watched the movie?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, I mean, not only did I see the trailer, but shit, that man, listen, I heard a description before they said the movie with the vampire who danced ballerina and killed people. Yeah,
yeah, you know all the stuff they the press people sent me. I just managed to not read it. I just saw, when's the screening? Okay, I wrote that down. Didn't look back at it.
Looking none of that.
Oh, no! Somebody came to the house and I opened up the door. Sir, have you seen the vampire movie with the ballerina chick? And I was like, oh man,
Yeah, I wonder if I'd seen all the trailer and all that stuff, if it would have ruined my enjoyment, but just lessened it.
No, it would have ruined mine. Yeah. I know that for sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I saw the trailer, and that's why I said the strong point of this is that it didn't ruin a thing for me. Mm-hmm. If the movie's strong, I think it holds on its own.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen it with the twist in there, but I didn't, you know, I'm glad that y'all didn't see the trailer, and I'm glad I did, because I think it's a testament to the film if it can hold up without having to depend on that twist.
Well, you know, it's not one of those twists that you don't get until the third act.
Yeah.
It comes in fairly early.
Probably about 40-minute mark comes in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, that I think that's it. And the movie has to stand up, not depending on the twist.
So that's probably another reason why, because the studio's caught between doing two different things. Do we try to take the risk of not showing completely what this is, and then everybody's thinking it's just another heist movie that doesn't look that great? Or do they put it out there and sell the film? As much as I'm complaining about them showing too much, I think the best idea was to sell it by showing what it was, because the movie does stand on its own when you see it. So they made a good decision on this. I think
if they showed the heist going down, a girl getting kidnapped, and then later people dying, they didn't have to point out that she was a vampire.
She could still leave it as a mystery.
I would love to think that, but today people are stupid. Not you, you know.
Everybody wants everything right now.
Yeah. I guarantee them black women sitting behind me, man, this ain't the movie I thought I was looking for. Where that vampire girl come from? Oh, shit, that's good thing. Girl, they ain't telling me gonna be no vampires in here.
She a vampire?
Yeah, exactly.